Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
Today, we are playing by special request from the whole Woodbury family. The whole family requested this show, by the way.
The whole family. We've got the whole family covered today. What are we playing?
The whole family wants to play Disney Descendants Trivia.
Oh.
Did you watch those three Descendants movies? My daughter loved them.
I watched the first couple for sure. Lila and I did. I'm not sure if I've seen the third one, but yeah, I like it. It's like the kids of the villains.
Yes.
Yes.
Next Gen. I love it. I love it so much.
A little Disney Plus action for you.
Absolutely. We also have some happy birthdays. We have a happy birthday to Gibson, who turns 7, Michael, who's 13, and Holly, who loves the Descendants, by the way, is turning 6 this month. So happy birthday to all of you. I hope you have an amazing day and that you enjoy this episode of Descendants Trivia. So I'm going to lead you through 2 rounds of it. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer, give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. At the end, tally up your score and see if you're able to beat Meredith.
Okay.
All right. You typically do really well in Disney-themed trivias.
I really like Disney things in general, so it's probably my wheelhouse again. But probably, I don't know. I haven't watched this in a while.
Okay. Round 1, question 1. In the first Descendants movie, which 4 characters are picked to go to Auradon Prep? The school. The fancy school.
Okay.
The fancy non-villain school.
They got to go across that moat to the nice area. And that was Mal. Okay. Mal, Jay, Evie, and Carlos.
That is correct. All right. Where are the 4 of them originally from?
They are from the Island of the Lost.
Yes, the Isle of the Lost. Good question.
Isle of the Lost. Okay.
Yes, I'll still give it to you. I'm going to give that one to you. Okay, so question 3. Ben is the future king and son of which famous Disney couple?
He is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Beast.
That is correct. It is, I guess, Your Highness Beast.
Royal Highness.
Your Royal Highness Beast. Yes. I wonder if he still, I can't remember. Does he still go by Beast or does he just go by like Dan or something in the movie? No, I can't remember. I'm going to have to rewatch just to double check. Question number 4. Mal is the daughter of which classic Disney villain?
Oh, you know, this is actually my favorite villain, and it's Maleficent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is a queen, that Maleficent.
She is a queen.
Okay, question number 5. What song does Mal sing at the beginning of the first film? And it is such an earworm for me. Whenever I hear it, I sing it the whole day.
It is Rotten to the Core.
Yes, rotten to the core. Okay, question number 6. Who is Jay's villain of a father?
Jafar.
Yes. Okay, question number 7. Which animal can Mal transform into?
She turns into a big dragon.
Yes. I actually love that they make her a dragon, like something big and fierce and scary. Yeah. Like that's my favorite.
Yeah, okay. I'm tired of all the girl characters turning into like kitty cats. That was refreshing.
She is a straight monster and I love it. Okay, question number 8. Which character is scared of dogs?
I can't remember.
That would be Carlos.
Oh, yeah. It is Carlos. Okay.
Yep. Carlos is afraid of dogs. Question number 9. What kind of spell does Mal put on Ben?
She wants him to fall in love with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. That would be a love spell. Okay. And question number 10, and this is in the third movie, which you may or may not remember. What is needed to break the curse of the movie, the Scepter's curse?
Oh, I have absolutely no idea.
That would be Hades Ember. Just a little bit of Hades Ember. No biggie. Mm. Just Amazon it over. No biggie.
Okay.
Fine. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will do round number 2.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
From the terrifying power of tornadoes to sizzling summer temperatures, AccuWeather Daily brings you the top trending weather-related story of the day, every day of the week. You can learn a lot in just a few minutes. Stories that will impact you, such as how a particular hurricane may affect your area, or will that impending snow event bring more than just a winter wonderland? Occasionally, there are weather-related stories from the lighter side, like how a recent storm trapped tourists inside Agatha Christie's house, a setup perfect for a plot of one of her novels. And if there's a spectacular meteor shower or eclipse coming your way, we'll let you know if the sky in your area will be clear to check out the celestial display. You see, AccuWeather Daily is more than just weather. It's AccuWeather. Listen and subscribe to AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts. That's AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
Those big wireless providers forget that families come in all shapes and sizes. That's why Mint Mobile decided to shake up the wireless industry with their brand new modern family plan. Each line starts at just $15 a month, and you only need 2 lines to get started. No matter how big or how small your family is, you deserve to save on your wireless services. All of my kids and I have Mint Mobile. We all use it. We're all in a family plan. It is like the best. It comes in so amazing everywhere we go. We're pretty obsessed with Mint Mobile, so we're big, huge fans. For anyone who hates their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers wireless starting at just $15 a month. And it gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or a family. And again, remember, families start at 2 lines at Mint Mobile. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Plus, Mint Mobile's modern family plan lets you mix and match data plans so everyone gets the amount of data that's right for them. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same number along with all of your existing contacts. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, including the modern family plan, go to mintmobile.com/roadtrip. That's MINTMOBILE, mobile.com/roadtrip. Cut your wireless bills to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/roadtrip. Okay, round 2. We are back.
Okay.
You didn't do too bad.
I didn't do bad, but I'm... I'm surprised. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Round two, question one. Carlos comes around to the whole dog thing. And he has a... I know, right? Who would imagine that, like, the guy whose mom is Cruel de Vil, he's afraid of dogs. But he ends up getting one. A pet dog that talks, actually. He's small and charming and witty. And he goes by what name, this dog?
Bob.
Dude. Which is totally what my kids would have named our dog if I had let them be in charge of it. So I totally feel like this is like dead on what this dog would be named.
What's your dog's name?
Huck.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got a Huck and then you got another dog too. What's her name?
Yes, Winnie. She doesn't mess with me. Winnie does not play with me. She's unimpressed by me overall. But Huck is my bestie. And yeah, so.
All right.
Question number two. Who is the daughter of the evil queen?
Evie.
Yes, Evie. And she's so pretty. I love her. Okay. Question number three. What color does Mal change her hair at the start of the second film? It's always been purple, but she goes a little bit more mainstream. What does she change it to?
Oh, yeah. She looks like real fancy. She's a blonde.
Yes, she changes it blonde. Okay, question four. Why does Mal want to break the barrier between the Isle of the Lost and Ardon?
So everyone can come over to Ardon.
Yes, to free those villains. They've been trapped there. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Okay, question number five. What is Evie's best school subject?
Oh, math. It was something smart.
It's chemistry. So it's the same. Yeah.
It feels the same.
I was bad at both of those things in school. Yes. So they feel
half
about
a
the same
point for math.
Okay. Question number six. What two items does Audrey steal in Descendants 3?
No clue.
A scepter and a crown. Ooh. Okay, question number seven. Jane is the daughter of which magical Disney character?
Tinkerbell.
Close, the fairy godmother.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah. Or to her, just the fairy mother.
That fairy godmother plays a big role. I'm surprised I can remember that.
I know.
All right.
Kind of a main character, but it's fine.
Whatever.
Okay. Question number eight. What is Dizzy's full name?
Dizzy Spizzy.
No, that would be unfortunate. It's actually Dizzy Tremaine. And if you remember a couple of shows back, we figured out that in our villain show, Tremaine is the last name of Cinderella's stepmother. So she is a stepsister.
Yeah. Okay. I have a friend named Stacey Tracy. Just a fun note.
Wow. Fun note.
Married a guy named Tracy. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Question number nine. What are Mr. Smee's twin sons' names?
Oh,
so he's from Peter Pan,
idea.
Right?
Yeah. I just don't know.
It's not as eloquent as Stacey Tracy. I'll tell you that. It's Squeaky and Squirmy.
So, Stacey Tracy, if you're listening right now, we love your name. It. It's easy to remember.
Big W on that. Yeah.
Easy to write songs about. I loved a girl named Stacey Tracy. Okay. Yeah.
Final question. And since you don't remember the third movie, I don't know how you're going to do on it. In the third movie, what does Mal get turned into?
A dragon.
An old hag.
Ugh. Well,
so, you know, wrinkly. I mean, same-ish. Same-ish. So how did you do?
Oh, I only got 14 on that one. Round two, no, less. 13. Round two was a real killer.
Well, I mean, you've done worse.
I have, for sure. Just, I did mediocre today.
Yeah, not too bad. All right, guys, let us know how you did on this episode. We want to hear it. Head to our Facebook page and Instagram and let us know. Also, if you guys want to send us some messages about show requests, shout outs, send us pictures of you guys playing in the car, we may just share them on our social media accounts. Also, head over to iTunes and Spotify, leave us 5 stars, and go ahead and leave us a review with your show request. It's how we figure out what kind of shows you guys want to hear. So go ahead and keep leaving those. We read every single one of them. All right, this has been a production of Girls Girls Media, and this is all we have for you today. Have a great day, trivia nerds.
Bye, kids. Buckle up and be safe.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.